For the thousands of civilians still trapped in the once elegant capital of Melange province, life dictates a sole and urgent preoccupation, finding food. This is an emergency feeding center for malnourished children, one of 14 centers in Melange run by the Irish aid agency Concern. 10,000 children are fed three basic hot meals a day here. 2,000 adults are fed in other converted warehouses run by Concern. After a UNITA blockade lasting nearly a year, UNITA and the Angolan government have in the past 3 months begun allowing international relief agencies to feed the desperate population. Many cities like Melange are still under siege. Roads are all closed, the shops closed long ago, and whatever the civilian population gets is flown in by the United Nations World Food Program. When local food stocks and crops were exhausted as the rebel siege wore on, townspeople, mainly women, had to forage outside the city limits for cassava, the starchy staple that provides bulk but little nourishment but does keep people alive. Brian Stockwell has coordinated Concern's programs in Melange and other besieged cities.
I can go onto the heights of this town, and there are many, and look across the fields and see food which has been planted, which is growing, and which the population who planted it in the first place cannot get to because of landmines and because of opposition forces.
Hunger has forced thousands of women to make the dangerous journey. Isabel Simpson is Concern's medical coordinator.
The desperation for food is so great that they will take the risk that a lot of them may be killed in this attempt to try and get some. But they have no other choice. They don't know what else they're going to do. It's either that or they starve to death.
Lack of food has caused other problems. Isabel Simpson again.
Overall, the general picture has not really improved. And until there is some form of regular general food distribution in the town, we don't really foresee that this problem is going to be solved.
Fewer Melange women are foraging in the fields now because they've exhausted the cassava supplies they can reach with any degree of safety. For civilians, the only safety is in Melange itself, largely free of fighting now, where they wait in line daily for the meager handouts. These adults say they get only rations of dried corn, and they're begging for other basic necessities, cooking oil, beans, and soap. In villages on the outskirts of Melange, people also spend their days waiting for donated rations. They grow tiny plots of corn and sweet potatoes, but only inside the village limits. One thing that you notice in the village of Mashinda is that apart from these few goats, maybe two or three goats in the entire village, you see no animals, no cows, no sheep, no chickens. Why?
People eat all the animals.
They ate all the animals and most of their vegetable seeds. The UNITA blockade has worked. In a village once nearly self-sufficient, civilians are prisoners of a war they did not create. Despite the enormity of the problem, Melange today is a simple story of partial success against overwhelming odds. Agencies like Caritas, World Vision, Médecins Sans Frontières, and Concern are keeping thousands alive with the daily meals. Altogether, half the city's population of 300,000 is being fed. The rations, a corn and soya gruel, high-protein milk and biscuits, may be unappetizing to the eye, but they sustain life. No one complains. Angola's civil war has disrupted more than food production. Schools closed last year. Concern is starting basic classes in the feeding centers. Isabel Simpson explains.
In between meal times, the children can have an hour's lesson in reading, an hour's lesson in arithmetic, and carry on or try and bring back some normality into what children of these age should be doing.
The war is never far away, despite a ceasefire that generally holds these days. Skirmishes occur routinely outside Melange. For soldiers, life is scarcely better than for civilians.
Não, esse mesmo já arroz e a minha também era já de obrigatório.
Juvea Fina da Silva is 18 years old and a government prisoner of war, now in the hospital with a shattered leg. He says UNITA came to his home in Kangandala, 30 kilometers south of Melange, on the 3rd of January and gave him a choice: join the UNITA army or have his family killed. He joined. 3 weeks later, on his first combat mission, he was the sole survivor of a UNITA company that attacked a government position outside Melange. Forced conscription is reported on both sides and is denied by both sides. Food is a problem for the warring armies too. Civilians report widespread demands for food by rebel units whose supply lines have broken down. Ironically, Melange was a wealthy city before the war and was known as the breadbasket of the highlands. A vegetable oil refinery provided jobs and exports. The grounds around the refinery are now littered with shrapnel and cartridge cases, its buildings emergency feeding centers in the heart of a town that can no longer feed itself. People from all walks of life now sit listlessly on reed mats, waiting for meals donated by other countries. The aid is costly. The UN's World Food Program will spend $85 million for the first 6 months of this year to transport donated food into Angola. As long as the bills are paid, agencies like Concern will continue to feed the hungry. Only rarely do workers stop to worry. Annalise Borrell manages one of Concern's centers.
I'm terrified of what I'm doing is only for the next couple of months and what's going to happen to these people in the future, because there doesn't seem to be an end to this war.
A Sunday afternoon motorbike rally in Melange provides rare entertainment in this isolated city where most peacetime pleasures have been forgotten. This too was organized and paid for by the relief agencies.
This race is very, very nice, and it's very good for the people as well, because since a long time we don't have things like this. And we are in war in our country now, so that with this race we can forget all these things.
Waiting for their midday meal, children in one of the old warehouses sing for peace. Five-year-olds know the words by heart, even though peace seems distant, and none of them has known anything but the effects of war. For the Christian Science Monitor, this is Philip Winslow reporting from Melange in Angola's Central Highlands.